Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I'm proud to bring you ET Universal Zone with Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff. Greetings and welcome, Mark and Phyllis. How are you?
Hey, Hercules, fine. Thank you. Happy belated birthday.
Greetings, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man, do we have a store load of information and topics to play with tonight.
I guess we're going to be all over the place tonight.
Well, that's okay. I'll let you know when we're near the end. Have fun.
Oh, thank you.
I look forward to hearing what you have to share.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And greetings, everyone. Adonai Vasu Varagas.
Greetings from the Arpana.
We've got communication from friends. And also got a couple of questions a friend just sent in to us tonight. We're going to try to cover that as well. And we had an incredible day yesterday. We were invited to go to dinner with a friend downtown at a really good restaurant, actually, called Knickerbocker's. And while we were walking to the place, Phyllis is going to add in, too, I was told during the morning time when we were preparing to go to the dinner or preparing for that night, where it was 7 o'clock appointment at the reservations. I was feeling, and I've been asking the crew to come by, visit, do a formation, whatever you got. Anything would be fun, and we can get a picture for our friends and all our buddies on Facebook, etc. Because it's been dry. This season of New York City for me, and looking up with them, has been very rare. I've seen anything for a while, but I feel them there.
But you don't go out that much either.
No, I just look out our living room window.
Yeah, that's true.
But even though they're around, they do show up. A friend just in end of May, he saw something in Jersey. That's our friend Michael. And I got a friend down in Virginia who sees them too, with using our words in space. The Omniversal Language, which you can find on our website, intergalacticmission.com, under Omniversal Language. But during the day yesterday, I was feeling at one point to bring a camera. Don't forget to bring a camera. Well, guess what? I forgot because we were packing, doing things that we had to do. And we went downtown without a camera. But Phyllis has a cell phone, so that had to be the picture camera for us. So while we were walking to the restaurant, what was it, 8th Street and...
We were coming from West 4th,
subway
station over to 8th, West 8th and University Place.
That's it, in the West Village. So we're walking along, and I keep looking up nonchalantly, just as I'm working on the sidewalk, looking up. And then I heard telepathically from my own overpart saying, "Stop. Now, look up." So even though Phyllis she balked for a few seconds, I said, "Phyllis, we got to stop right here." So we just stopped, and we looked up. I kind of glanced up to my right, just I'm used to doing that, looking straight up that way. But then I heard, "No, look to the left," like that in my mind, in my telepathy. And as we looked to the left, suddenly on pops a bright white ship, let's say it's a sphere. We know them as giant suns. And they're very, very high up, everybody. That's why they're hard to see. Some of these little pinpoint, look like pin dots or something in your sky when you film them. But they're very high up, and so the airplanes and the helicopters don't bother them. But if they came really low, they'd come by. So they're very high up. As we're looking at it, it's hovering, just stationary above us. And then over the building opposite us that we're looking, because we're on a in-between street. Over the building comes a whole little herd of these little sons, very high up. So it became a great big, what we call it, like an armada. Not a military thing, but it's a little armada, a whole bunch of them. So Phyllis and I counted about 22 on our film that she took pictures. But I'm not sure if there was a couple extras.
Organized.
And they were, they make a triangle. Or they were spaced, they would come spacing apart, and they made some little shapes. And that's about what it was when they were moving. But they passed the big one, which was the lower one, which was my friend Alcron as a commander. He was in that ship. I know people say, how do you know that? Because I know them from before I came to Earth. But they're my friends. I've got Ashtar's friends, and this is all part of Ashtar's and Alliance's here, grouping of the craft, which were Sons, again, white giant spheres, so they can be 30-foot diameter to 100-foot diameter. But they have different various crews inside, maybe 10 to 12 people, and sometimes 20 or more, depending on how many people they need. They just want to watch the videos of, I mean, voyeur, I guess is the word I mean. They want to watch and see what's going on. So they're basically, if you were out there out of body, or you had left this Earth and not here anymore, and you're out in space, and as an Aetherian, let's say, that's a higher frequency being of another higher plane, dimensional spaces and dimensions within the planes, you might take a ride and be a passenger, and you look out the windows because you're coming around the Earth. It's kind of fun. That's what people do. That's what Ingo's done.
And Tim Beckley.
And Tim Beckley, exactly. Tim Beckley, update. he is becoming more familiar with the ships and different craft he's been studying out there, having fun. So he is still taking rides, but he's learning some training on studying how they work and how to sit in, like be a co-pilot. He's trying to learn some of that, they're telling me. So that's fun for him. And these are fun things you could do out there. You don't have to hang around the Earth plane heaven realm if you don't want. You can go to the higher heaven realms and go visiting space. Okay, so the ships flew over past the large ship that was there with Alcron and some of our crew friends there. They passed over us. Phyllis took some pictures. I took about two pictures of the main ship. And then they went over the building behind us, because we're in a block. As they went over that building, the main big ship still hovering. I'm pointing. I forgot to tell anybody. I was pointing to them when they were there as a group. Nobody's looking up. They walk right by us. I pointed up. I said to one guy, "Do you see a UFO?" He just walked right by. I said, "Okay, guys, you know, just shows you, you could stand there with your arm pointing directly over your head at the sky and looking up, and no one looks."
Well, I think just that
nobody looked.
In deference to him or whomever, they weren't exactly, you know, big. They were points of light, so people could mistake them for something else. And unfortunately for us, we have an old iPhone, which I do believe I should upgrade soon, so we have a better camera in it.
Because even if I brought my camera, which I was thinking, I'll bring this camera, it would have been clunky. Phil said, even if I brought the small one or the clunky one with the big lens, it might not have filmed right.
You know, there's no guarantee we would have gotten much better. But I would have gotten better if we had a newer phone.
Yeah.
Which I've been really hesitating getting.
Which our friends have told us.
I don't like upgrading for you know,
get that phone.
Reasons I don't feel like discussing. But anyway, go on.
So they went over the building, the little ones, the farther, higher up ones, while the large ones stayed with us, moved very slowly, as we were still on the sidewalk, we were one spot, and then we moved towards a wall area. It moved over us again. It just hovered there. Meanwhile, what they told me we were getting was a download of frequencies or energies on a higher dimensional plane. Let's say your oversoul, because our higher parts were there. There wasn't oversouls, but they were higher aspected, higher selves. So I'm a higher self here, but what I was connecting to, who was in the ship, was the next, like, level of two higher selves over me, which to me would be a close aspect to my oversoul, which I've met my over part. So it's when they want to come through our dimensional planes or come lower into our frequencies, our oversouls have to take on an aspected form and come into us, towards us, as what we would call a higher self version of the lower soul. So it'd be a very knowledgeable space being coming to you, and if they can come in with a materialize a body, they can in time. That usually they don't stay that long, like my friend Balthon. So what we did was we took those pictures. Then the ship, the big ship, went towards the building where the others went over. Even though I looked for them, I ran across the street to look for the other ones that had just gone over, I didn't see them at all. And that means that to me that they teleported. when they went over the building, they weren't being seen by us anymore. They teleported out. Then the big one slowly hovers over that part of the building. Phyllis took another picture. So she's going to put the pictures together, and you'll be able to see where the big ship was over the building.
But
point.
Still, the word big is...
Again, yeah.
Relative.
Yeah, like a...
Because these are points of light. They're not, you know, many times Mark gets UFOs that are, you know, pretty crazy looking, you know, morphing light ships. But these were, you know, an orderly group of points of light that were quite high, so...
And when you... We'll post them in time on Facebook,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you just have to figure
and
out
in our Intergalactic Mission
how they
website.
Can, how they can be seen easier.
Intergalacticmission.com. And you'll just go to UFOs, and the latest ones will be there. But if I had to say, Phyllis, whatever type this is, mm-hmm. even if it's a 20-point type on a computer,
it's too small.
I'm trying to say, wouldn't the largest capital O you make would be as big as the giant one would be? In the sky that we saw,
you know,
it was pretty big.
Say a quarter of an eraser tip.
Yes. Okay.
Quarter of an eraser.
Yeah. So just letting everybody know that happened, but then why did it happen? And besides my getting my answers and like belated birthday presents, when I was a kid, they'd always show up on my birthday, and as I got older, they'd show up days later of my birthday. And since my birthday was May 18, now they're showing up later. I saw things, but it wasn't, you know, something you could take pictures of and say, oh, there's a spaceship. I did see things, but it wasn't worth anything to show. Right? We did take pictures that week.
I only like to really post the really spectacular ones. So
yeah.
The ones that are feels really good. Obvious. So there, we have lots and lots that I've said, no, they're not good enough.
They're not good. She does that. Yeah. Like these pictures, we would go, they're not good enough. But what they do show is a beautiful formation with the big ships.
But there were so many, that makes me want to say, okay, now you've got something going on here.
Yeah, and this one hovered.
Which is a, you know, kind of a, it's a message.
Yeah, meaning we're not balloons, we're not this, we're not drones, we're not airplanes, or because we got good eyesight now. We don't see, I immediately when I see things, I look for threads for balloons right away. Now, guys, so then what happened is we got those, and that is basically what we got. But when the takeaway is for us, right, Phil? They are here for all of us, everybody on this planet. They are our protectors, their guardians of the guardians of the galaxy as well, yeah. Guardians of the planet Earth and the solar system. And yeah, there are negative beings out there, let's say ones that want to do things to us, but of the planet, take it over as best they can. But they're being held back for a long time. So we're going to hear a lot of information about that are based on truths and not truths that's happening right now all around planet Earth and has been happening for 40, 50, 60 years. I remember reading stuff in the early 70s that today you would see on websites, but it's the same information from the 1970s. And I'm telling people, it's channeled information, and be careful about channeling because you do not know who you're talking to, and I don't channel. I never did or any of that. Never had. But I have a connection that's clear with my own self, when I remote view myself, I guess you'd say. But as far as I know, I'm the only person I've ever met that does that. I haven't met anybody else. And I met a lot of psychics and a lot of extreme powerful psychics, including Ingo Swann. And he didn't do that. But he knew I had the connection of that. So I'm just letting people know, beware of channeling. And there's a lot of people I know listening who are friends, and they channel. Make sure you protect yourself completely. Because these beings, which I've seen, I've met, and I've talked to them out on the other side, when we've talked with them in space, that's a whole different story. We were around this dimensional plane and the frequencies within it. And that we call them the tricksters. Sananda calls them the mischief makers. What else does he call them?
The influencers.
The influencers, yeah. And
That's a huge word, by the way, people. When you think about it, I was having a conversation with a relative yesterday, and they, let's say she was complaining about some things that one of the kids was doing. And I said, you know, it doesn't sound like the kid. It sounds like the kid being influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually helped her a lot to understand that we're not always making terrible decisions on our own. And people really need to realize that you have to protect yourself constantly from influencers.
I'm writing the books on this. We're doubling down even now. We're going to get even faster, I feel, right now, because so much is happening on Earth and in our solar system and with our sun, which there is none of this. And by the way, guys, I know you hear a lot of people speaking of flat Earth. It's not true. The Earth is not flat. They are trying to find areas in the Bible where they talked about the four points and this and that. When you look at it, it's not true. I've been around the Earth three, four times, I can remember, spinning around it and going around the moon. But I knew there's planets in our system. So these are falsehoods promoted by DARPA and these other kinds of organizations that are trying to see what you think like me, everybody.
Well, you know, you should say that that was told to you by
well, that,
the crew.
Yes, my crew told me that many years ago, probably in 2008 or whenever I first got emailed by a friend about flat Earth. And I said, you got to be kidding me, right? They were trying to show me proof of pictures, and I said, fake. So you can see the curvature of the Earth, but you got to go very, very high up in a jet, high jet plane. And it's probably way over 35,000 feet or more. If anybody's interested, they can email, and I'll send them the information on that. But when I went to England in 1978, I got to fly in the cockpit with the pilots. They asked me to come up because they wanted to see my UFO photography. So I sat in the cockpit, which is huge. And they had a glass covering right up to, over their heads, so you can just sit in the chair and look straight up and you see the sky. So since it was nighttime, I was flying to England to be arriving in the morning daytime, sort of. I was up there with them with the horizon of the Earth, big curve, and the sun coming to set to rise up. So we're looking at the beautiful stars, and the, high up you see every types of stars up there, and you could see everything. I told them, I said, my gosh, this is what it's like in the ships. I said, you should be so happy you could see this. And they said, we love it. But I also asked them if they've seen UFOs, and this, of course they admitted to, yes, of course, but we never can talk about it because we'll be blacklisted. So they could talk amongst themselves.
Well, there you have it, folks. They have seen them, but they are not allowed to say that they've seen them.
And the Earth is round.
If they want to keep their jobs.
Well, semi-round. It's not exactly perfectly round. But, okay, so where we're going with all of this is they are here with us. They are here for all of us. And they have always been here for a long, long time. My crew and friends, we've always been here for when the Earth was being formed. We were back and forth visiting here, and it was absolutely beautiful. But that's what lets you know that there's been many people, many space beings, many other ETs, let's call them ETs, terrestrial types that are 3D like us, right? Physical here on this physical first plane. And they eat, they sleep, they do that. So they had colonies here. Many of the ancient stories are from those ancient colonies in ancient times that are memories through the, let's say, cellular memory, even the souls who were here and those people who were here as, let's say, visitors, extraterrestrials, who maybe died here. So they came in to be born here. So that's the people who actually feel like they're not from this earth as well, or that they look to the sky and home is there. That's their home, they feel, the sky, the stars, space.
But those are first-level ETs that you
yes.
know, will come to our colonies on first-level planets.
Yes. So
and this isn't going to be really clear until Mark finishes the book on the multiple levels each plane has. And just
and the universal language, it'll be in that book.
The first, yes.
Yes,
the first plane has 12 major levels, and at the highest level of the first plane, it's basically heavenly. But we're at the lowest level of the first plane, and all of the most of the ETs that are visiting this planet and have been are also from first level frequencies of their planets.
They may
have advanced technology, but they may not be very advanced spiritually.
They could be from on their planet. the first plane is what we're in on this major three.
I just want to also add that the Ashtar Command is not from the first plane. The Ashtar Command is from higher frequencies and on plane, higher planes and frequencies. So you can add to that, Mark.
Yeah, they're from like fourth and higher, and they can work within our level of our frequency, and within. That's why they'll just dematerialize in front of us and in the sky as a spaceship.
So they have no interest in any of our resources. The only interest they have is in the, you know, the planetary or civilization's spiritual evolution.
Right.
That's what they really care about,
mm-hmm.
because they're under the direction from the Most High to make sure the kids, you know, start waking up and stop, you know, recycling back in.
We're the kids, everybody on the planet, the children of Creator. So, so what we saw, we were told in the sky was a fraction of what is surrounding and protecting our solar system, as these armada-like things, you know, they're just showing up. People have had videos of other ships in other countries. Massive amounts of them, not balloons. They were not balloons. They come in to show that we're here, we're with you, and we're all family. Not talking about evil, negative, fallen types of entities or ETs or any of those types, but keep your mind on the infinite creator. Keep your eye and focus on Sananda, who was Yehoshua on the planet Earth at the time, who has always been and always was and always will be, and is the creator, is the second... the Trinity of Creator, the Son. We'll call it the Son. Doesn't mean male, boy. It's just that's the terms on those high realms to be brought here that they tell how it works.
I mean, people have to understand that Creator is not a sex. It's mother, father, or whatever
mm-hmm.
else anybody wants it to be. There are no limitations, and we do feel kind of sad about limitations that are put on people down here. Because of ignorance, but, you know, it's evolution.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I know there's so much happening that people, Earth, now, is waking up to, right? And everybody hears about this LGBTQRIXYZQ, you know, whatever, right? Well, guess what? In space... And I've talked this forever since I can be remembering that Creator loves all the children. Creator has no. Yeah, we know the ancient texts and these ancient, even biblical texts, were also written by humans. You know, being told things. Sometimes they weren't told the right thing because the connection they had might have been a little off. And we can hear that through the ancient texts with David, King David, when he went the wrong way, you know, and then he had to work his way back to Creator's love again, but Creator loved him, so, you know, he loves all of us. Does not hold resentments, does not, you know, send us to a hell realm to die and burn or whatever they say in
for
these
eternity.
In these
for eternity.
Fake texts of things because
well,
they use that
can land
for
up.
Fear.
People can land up in a very low frequency.
Well, yeah, there are low frequencies, yeah.
Of the second
mm-hmm.
plane, which we will be writing about. And which I think is, I saw some of the writings Mark had done on this, and it was just absolutely fascinating. Well, I mean, people have no clue. They have no clue what's really going on in these multiple levels of the second plane. But the lowest level is pretty horrible.
Yeah, pretty much what you would call the hell realm, which we are partially in on this physical tense planet right here. There's an overflux of energy, what is it called? Overlapping of the energy frequencies, where we are experiencing on this level. When people are evil to each other, when people are contemplating stuff, they were being influenced by the lower, let's call them the fallen entities, but they're influenced by them. As soon as they turn their mind and their focus and their heart around back to Creator, that there is no other, and that Creator protects me, etc., the negative ones have no influence anymore. They get really upset. I've worked with these beings, and I've cast them out of haunting and all kinds of stuff. And they're pretty bad. But when you show fear, they feel they got you. If you show your confidence in the one who protects you, the only ones, the Creator, the Infinite One, they back off.
In our opinion, but also from knowledge, from Mark's direct
knowledge.
Well,
from experience.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen on the other side when I'm out there, how we go for them, how your guardian angels, how they go for these beings. the person, us, we have free will. If we do not believe, they basically back off. They cannot help us in the way that we think they can. But if you have family, friends, family, grandma, mom, grandpa, praying for you as a child and praying for your protection and for your health, you know, everything like that, it builds up in our energy field. And the angels have shown me and told me how they go with this energy that's around a child to bring a miracle, like a miracle experience, that the person doesn't get hit by the car. They get pushed away from the car where they should have been hit by the car. But that's the miracle that the angels can help do with a child who's innocent, but their parents and their friends or family have been praying
okay,
for them.
But let's not confuse that. I just want to throw this in, that people have a program when they come into this plane of consciousness.
Yeah.
And some people's program is not to live a long time, actually. So
yeah.
Maybe some babies come in to die early as a lesson for a parent that needed to have that experience. So there's so many things going on that are happening, like a fabric of different possibilities. But prayer is very powerful and can change the direction of certain things. And one of the questions that our friend asked is about something to do with that, which I think we'll get to in a little while.
Okay, so I'll move off of this subject unless people want to hear more about it sometime. Write me. I'll get more into it. But this is, I'm telling you things that I've experienced, things I know from where I come from. When I came to this planet, before I came to this planet, and I went through three councils, different councils in our galaxy and planets, to get to come into this planet as a life form, to come in, because I had no karma here. I've worked here around it, the planet, in ancient times. I was in high Aetherian when I had a manifest a body on a high 12th plane of the first level. And so this is what I feel in our books we'll be able to help people understand, this information that's being held back. They make the reincarnation cycles and all this stuff makes a person or a soul feel that when they die, oh my gosh, I'm going to come back because I was so bad. No, you're not always so bad that you have to keep coming back. You can work things out on the other side. But they make this feeling or enter energy that comes with them when they pass on to the other side and they come out of their body. And we don't know, if you don't know who or what's around you, the influencers can come by. And it's happened. There's been true stories where they had near-death experiences, but when they left their body in a hospital, the guy went by the door, stood by his bed. He was dead. And he's standing there, wow. And then people are walking by, and he realizes those aren't the nurses. Those are people. And one of them stops at the door and says, come on, follow us. We're going. So he gets out there in the hall, and he starts following these people in a line. As he's walking, he got a bad vibe. And that would be his guardian angel, but maybe he didn't believe in them. So they were trying to communicate to him, don't go. So he kept walking, and he got a feeling, this is weird. I should go back to my bed. I should go back to my room, because he felt this was very strange. As he kept walking and still feeling this, the other beings around him, who are not the good guys, but pretending to be, knew what he was trying to do. So one of them said, oh, no, you got to follow us. We're going through that door. So they're heading for one of these doors. It's a hospital door, but it's not a hospital door. It's just in the area of the door. And he suddenly got a bad feeling of, go back to your room now. That was the angels. That's his guardians. He says, I'm going back. I don't feel good about this. He turned around to go back to his room. And while he turned and started walking back or trotting, running back almost, those creatures turned in from humans to creatures. So they were negative beings trying to lure the innocent souls who just passed on to go through their door. And that would be to the second realm or the second level plane of the first low frequencies of the second level, which I'll get into, which they can lure them in to make them think they're in a heaven. But it's not, because there's negative things going on, like tricksters and all kinds of stuff. But they might say, oh, is this what you're looking for? Oh, lots of drugs? Oh, you like sex and pornography? Oh, come follow us. We got places to go. And if people are so brainwashed because they didn't know that these are addictions that are tricks that souls maybe choose to go through to challenge themselves and correct and get out of. So you can get out of these things on the other dimensional plane, on the other side, if you left your body and or passed on. But the thing is, my teaching here for Phyllis has helped me with is to show help the people because I really don't know what they don't really understand. So she says, I'm the human here. You know, you say, I'm the person. I can tell you what we're looking for. And I have other friends listening right now who know exactly what she means because they call me and say, we need to know this. So what this was is what this happened to that man. When he went back to his room, then he met Creator. Yahushua was standing there, called him back. The angels called him back. So now he got the real cleansing, what he needed, and he was told why and this and that, and then he came back to his body because he had this to tell. So it was near-death experience.
You know, this is a very interesting scenario, and I like to call things like that predestined to occur, decisions that were made on the other side to come in and have some kind of a startling event like that,
right,
that you can then turn around because you came from a place of unknowing and all of a sudden you had knowing that you didn't have before, and so you may be believed a lot easier than, let's say, somebody like Mark who doesn't have unknowing.
They don't believe me.
They're
given a revelation on the other side a lot of times, a near-death experience, right?
Yeah, and I think that they have planned for it.
Yes.
Very often, I'd say most near-death experiences, I would say, were totally planned for.
Yes.
Before they came back into this lifetime.
We always like to say, as everyone else has said in the metaphysical communities, there are no coincidences, no coinkydinks, none of that. And all has been set up, and all is going to happen the way the soul wants to, had programmed it, for their lessons to learn and conquer whatever they were. It's like Creator doesn't just suddenly zap people and, you know, kill their dog or kill their baby, and they go, why did you kill my baby, my father? And it's not Creator. Creator doesn't do that. But the soul chose certain things to learn through those lessons, and then another soul, who also wants to help in some way or has to learn some other lesson, will be that baby or that child that died or that mother that suddenly died too young. And what it means is we're all, even though we're family, we, as family and souls, all of us, we're all here for different reasons and for different purposes, that maybe we're set up in their group or soul groupings or soul family groupings, that people come in as family and soul friends. A lot of our friends, we all feel like family. And I've even met a friend from another galaxy here, and he came for one of my consultation readings, as I call them, and he and I had the exact same memory of another planet in a war, and he knows who, if he's listening, he knows who he is. And we were like doctors and paramedic effect like that. So we were Aetherians. That's another frequency, but still physical like us here. The Aetherians are physical people like us.
Well, not that you wouldn't see them.
No, you wouldn't see them because we're in
the
dense level.
We wouldn't see them.
That's why these space beings and sometimes people call teachers while suddenly I show up in your room and talk to you and all of a sudden, whoop, disappear, which I've met different teachers like Kuthumi and some others. But this is what it's like on these dense, physical, heaviest reality we're in right now. That's this one, first plane, first level.
That kind of leads us into the concept of disinformation.
Okay.
And
that's the other things we're going to touch on.
The thing that seems to be plaguing people a lot today, or people don't know what to believe, who to believe, if there's some truth in something, and it's difficult. If you lack discernment, you probably believe everything that you think a trusted group or entity says to you.
Some of these very good intuitive psychics are not always getting the information correct either. It's amazing. It's amazing because I feel like I can't even get into it really. But should I just talk about that thing that we read today quickly?
Well, yeah, just, you know,
okay,
without saying too much, address it.
Our good friend,
yeah.
Nick.
No, don't.
It's okay. He knows he's there. Sent an article to me to review.
To discern,
okay. And, well, I read the whole thing, and I also read some of the other parts of it. It took a couple hours, but I did it. Other parts, and they'd say, click here, click there. Okay? So I did that, too. But, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm trying to get my notes. Okay, so we read it, and the subject regarding was disinformation, and a lot of it was from so-called leaders in the UFO field that are spreading some of this disinformation, people that are well-known. And the article Phyllis and I felt totally fear-based with no hope. That's what I felt it was, fear-based with no hope.
Like everything's working against us.
Yes, and, you know, if this doesn't happen, this might happen. But, you know, it's nothing of good news. It was almost always no hope, you know, like, they're going to kill you, they're going to take your money, they're going to do this, they're going to... It was just crazy stuff. So I read it, keeping open-minded with it, just to listen to what I'm being told when I asked Sananda for information, or my over crew. This realm on planet Earth, which we identify as the first plane, first level, is unfortunately filled with disinformation everywhere you look. It seems that way, right? But the remedy is the infinite creator. This person in this article even tried to compare. Now remember, names of entities or names that are in these ancient texts and ancient books written for thousands of years ago, influenced by the fallen types, and even the satanic types of beings that were here that lure people in, they want that blood, used our infinite creator as one of the names to represent some false god, because they are false gods, like Enlil or something. These were actual beings, not gods. And so they would say, no, this was another name for this entity or that being or that person or whatever god. No. What they do is they misinformation. So they could take the actual infinite creator's name and make everybody think that this is a fake name. It's not real. It's a, you know, don't believe it's evil. That's what they do. They're the tricksters. They're the manipulators. They do this. They take everything of light and switch it around to make it bad so that you will lose interest and not even understand what you're losing interest in is the truth.
Or you will be completely confused.
Definitely. That's their main thing, confusion.
Confusion is really their goal.
Yeah. So if things are too much, if you're reading an article someplace or you're listening to people talk about something, whatever the topic is. Here's one. How to get in touch with your inner self. Okay. Whoa, you're not in touch with your inner self? I think you are. You're listening to your telepathy with within your own over part, who you just think is your id talking to you, or your thought. That thought that you have, that's you. That thought is you. It is your true self communicating with you, or your over self, or a higher self, or whatever you want to say.
Well, when it's in a higher order of magnitude information,
mm-hmm.
or things
yes.
that are not negative.
No, not negative.
Or not, you know, and when I say negative, I mean some people could be perhaps egotistical or something, or make you feel egotistical. If you think you're channeling and your contacts make you feel egotistical, like you're really special.
Oh, yeah, that's one of their lures.
Beware.
Pride.
I'm 45 years in with Mark. Nobody, and believe me, I've had a lot of spectacular things happen. Nobody has ever tweaked my ego to tell me how great I was. Ever. It was never a message I ever received of that nature.
No.
So,
or when I'm getting, even when you're talking.
But if that kind of message comes through for somebody that's channeling and you're getting complimented and you're so wonderful, you're so this.
Oh, you're the leader of the star link of this star seeds. That is a lure. That is a trickster.
That's not.
And there's a lot of guys out there.
That's not your oversoul.
No.
Talking.
There's a lot of tricksters out there pretending to be Archangel Michael. There's a lot of tricksters pretending to be every archangel there is, including Yehoshua, or the Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. They're pretenders. And you can know they're a pretender just by the language they use and what they say. And there's a lot of stuff out there that's false, called Christ Michaels. There's a bunch of that that's false. There's a lot of information that's false. And, you know, and you guys might say, well, who are you, you little brat, to say these things? I know what I know. I believe what I believe. But I came here without a veil. everybody else usually is veiled. They have a blank of, they don't know where they came from. They're in their life, and they wake up as a five-year-old maybe, because they suddenly tell me, people have told me, oh, it was about five or six when I suddenly realized, oh, I have an identity here. I've always been in the body and knowing what the heck is going on and where I came from. So I'm telling you, I come from a 12th plane, higher aspected form of me, which is on 12th, 15th, 20th plane. High, high up. No, most people hear about seven planes around this planet. And now they're talking about 12th planes. But I was mentioning 12 planes in the 1960s to people that didn't understand it. So I'm glad Earth is catching up to the truth. But the thing is I'm telling what I know from where I come from and what I've seen, how we worship the infinite creator, how we praise the creator, and how you're protected, nourished, and sustained by the infinite one when you trust, believe, and have gratitude and praise, love, in your heart and hope in the Creator to always be there. That prayer that the angel of peace gave to the children of Fatima was this. He said, speak this three times. He said, my God, I say, my infinite one, my infinite creator, Yahweh. He says, my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. He told the children to say this three times. He bowed, he kneeled down on the ground.
You know, I would just like to jump in and say something that just struck me as you were saying that. When Christ was asked what is the two most powerful commandments, well, no, the one most powerful
commandment
was,
he was asked by a Pharisee. Yeah.
He said to honor, worship the Father, you know, the Creator. And then he added in, he wasn't asked for the second one, and then he added in, do unto others, basically, as you would like them to do unto you.
Or love others as you
so
love
So that prayer,
self.
That the peace prayer, mm-hmm. is basically an exemplary example of that concept.
And we were told by Sananda and our Christ angels and other angels we know, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, that prayer said now, this was given in 1917 to the children of Fatima, but this prayer is an instant prayer. It's very easy to say, quick to say, that rescues and helps anybody who's a fallen, with fallen entities, who doesn't have a belief system, who might be an atheist, who might be following a lot of false teachings out there, but they could be doing all these things, and it rescues the souls that have already died, who are on the waiting zone area, which we call, many people call a different name, Bardo, purgatory level. We call it the waiting zone, where we come from in space, and we can go help and rescue those people. And many people we know, I know too, go to that level to help rescue souls because they're working with different angels and groups.
And
so that this
people,
prayer
people eventually
that.
get out of being stuck on these lower planes, but it could take, you know, eons.
It could take a long time. You can go to a graveyard and find hauntings in a graveyard or people there from hundreds of years who are still haunting the graveyard. And not just astral shells, because astral shells dissipate after about 100 years at the most, but less than that normally. But that's why they, I can get into a little version of that for people to understand what that is. But hauntings around graveyards or hauntings in houses where people died is a way to ask for that protection for them.
I don't think we
want
to go down that one. But
okay.
I think you just wanted to say what the remedy was so people will have the remedy to put your mind at ease for whatever you're hearing in the world today.
Yes. The infinite creator, remember free will, everybody. It's your free will to accept or reject the creator's love, protection, and help. Put your attention and gratitude, praise, love, trust, and hope in the infinite creator. Sananda wants us to tell you to trust in him. Sananda was Yehoshua, and he will sustain you. It is all free will to accept or reject his love, protection, and help. Now, angels to call on are your guardian angels for your protection. Always give blessings and give praise to Creator, but also ask Creator to protect your guardian angels and pour mystical blood of Christ upon them all. And upon yourselves, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, fill your body and energy field. This is the most powerful protection, and negative beings run from it.
In this realm where it's needed
right.
most.
This is why he came here.
Which is why, but you know, it's never taught really in the Christian religion. Anyway, did you want to answer some of the?
Okay.
They
said some of the angels to call on are battleground, battle guard angels, and battlefront angels, and the Christ warrior angels. Okay. So now let's see if we can. We also want to mention something. How much time we have, guys? Okay. There was something we wanted to mention about the bees.
Yeah, but not too. Don't go too far into
it. Okay. We found some great, well, everybody loves healing frequencies. So one of them, if you go to the YouTube, you can type in, write in 432 Hertz, HZ, healing frequency, deeply relaxing, raise positive vibrations. That's a YouTube. Then the other one which we liked a lot of was the sounds from inside the beehive. My nature spirits here and all the fairies love bees. They are all fairies and they have elementals and nature spirits love the bees because of what they do. They're very intelligent little bees. So the sounds that from inside the beehive, it says healthy honeybee sounds, the brood frame health resonance.
The honeybees.
I can't hear you.
The beating of the wings creates the hexagonal shape.
Of the honeycomb when they're working with them.
Which is universal sacred geometry.
Yes.
And that's why honey doesn't ever go bad and is an antibacterial element because it's literally been created with the vibration of the universe. And Mark mentioned the other day that when you get up close to the structure of the massive arcvanas.
Well, some of the arcvanas as well as some scout ships that we have that are high-dimensional, high-frequency ships. When I've spoken of this back in the 1970s, I guess, of if you cut, let's say, you were able to cut open a ship, one of the scout ships, the wall frame would resemble what looks like interior of a leaf, if you cut up a leaf in some way. But, no, that too. They have a structure in there that has this, I guess the best way to look at it, you know, it's like it looks like veins or little things, but inside the cell structure of the shell of the craft, when if you're coating the craft, which we have coatings on them that are life form experience and stuff, but the coating resembles tiny structures that look like honeycombs, tiny little things like that. They look like that frequency, which is that resonance. Then I mentioned to Phyllis when we were studying this last week, and we were playing the honeycombs and honeybees. Our spacesuits on these realms and higher dimensional planes, I'm not going to say all physical realms, because all dense physical 3D here, like us, we're walking the Earth. Not all those suits, but on our dimensional ones, on the next levels up and other planes and on the higher realms, The suit structures, fabric look, when you look at them close up, has a like a lasery 3D effect that looks like a honeycomb sections all through it. The structure looks like honeycombs. And when we were doing this, I remembered that, and I said, oh, that totally explains the frequency of protection that even in the realms when we're traveling or in those other frequencies, the clothing that we have on us has that vibrational, that high frequency of protection and healing and love and all that. And it's a very strong, the Invaliant Thor suit, space suit was impenetrable. So I just want people to know that. And here's one more
Hertz. A healing Hertz.
The 528 Hertz, HZ, deep healing sleep music, repairs and heals DNA level.
I mean, you can just put it in.
That's YouTube.
432 or 528 or bee, you know, honeycomb, buzzing of honeycomb bees, and just take those sounds, those frequencies, and use them.
And play them.
You know, I'm actually combining them, bees and the healing frequencies, to see
yeah.
if I can come up with things.
And it sounds really good.
To listen to. But anyway, we had a few questions because we're running out of time
okay.
from a friend.
A friend sent us a letter tonight. She says she has a number of questions just to discuss if you want. First question, the Book of Revelations contains predictions for end times. Is it possible to change the outcome or, for example, change the predictions? And when I asked Nanda that, and the crew, my own over part, when she sent this to us, there is a way to change some of the predictions, but that is when most of the children, will come together in oneness and thought, or the love and praise of the Infinite Creator. That's how things change. But most times the people on the planet are doubters or disbelievers or fear, you know, fear. They're full of fear because they're promoting that on this planet. But the truth is, you can change things that may be happening to your karmic life right now here on planet Earth. If you were falling off the path and got into an addiction, smoking, drinking, whatever it could be, turn your heart to the Infinite One, turn back to Sananda, Yahushua. Ask for protection.
Or whomever you consider to be Creator.
And ask for cleansing, ask for protection, ask to be taken from you this addiction, or whatever this is, because I've dealt with people who've done it and miraculously healed the next day. So that's how you can change something that was an outcome for your own karmic life on the planet that maybe you were going through.
Rather than trying to say that the cosmic reset of a planet is going to change, because they knew ahead of time, they knew thousands of years ago that this the planet goes through these types of resets every 12,000 years or so.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, to kind of refresh and renew the planet.
Yeah.
People don't die. They just transition and come back again. So there's really never any death, and that's the way we look at it.
Even when Creator smited people, they say.
Yeah, there was no death.
In the ancient times.
Like, okay, you're taking a time out now, and, you know, hopefully you'll come back with more wisdom. But
there is no death in that.
But there is a lot. There is a document that we posted in the messages that we're not going to. We don't have time to read it again. But it was the Mark was. It was posted. It's called "Message from Ashtar Saran and Sananda," and I think it's an important message for people to go find on our site, etuniversalzone.com, and download it and read it, because it went in a completely different direction than we thought it was going to go in. And this is, you know, where we're not in control. You know, the Creator's in control. So.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how far we want to go in this, but
I think not right
maybe
now,
not
tonight, but just
next time.
They should read it.
Okay, yeah, read it, guys, because it'll tell you about what's happening and how the sun, what our sun goes through, and these extinction-level events that can occur on planets like ours, physical dense planets, which has happened here before, which is why they came out of the caves 12,000 years ago, and why these people of the ancient thought and other ancient histories of say, oh, the world is only 6,000 years old, and dinosaurs were recently here. No, it was
let's not go into that, because that's a whole other thing.
I was here when dinosaurs were here, and it was not like 6,000 years ago.
He had a good question. Number two, I thought was interesting.
Okay, number two question. If people worship Satan, when they die, do their souls actually belong to Satan, or do they go to the second level of the first dimension? For example, do they return to the Creator? And the answer, basically, for our friend is, if people are worshiping Satan, and they have no other belief system, but that's who they think is their God, because that's what this planet's God is, basically, you know, it even says it.
That's free will.
That's Lucifer and Satan, two different people, two beings, but some religions want you to think it's one person, but it's not. But one's angel. But they're both angels. That
fallen angels.
fallen now. But remember, they were angels, and they were high beings, and they can still project that light. It just won't have that love frequency of Creator with it. But they can sure fake it. So that's why they're tricksters and false. They can look as beautiful as you can imagine. When they die, do their souls actually belong to Satan? Well, because they were worshiping, in a way, they're not. Their souls never can be caught. Really, souls do not get trapped. They believe they are. But they can threaten you and say, well, you're ours now. You know, they can do that. And take the soul. And they die on a bed or something. You can take them to that second plane, which we'll talk about in the books and everything. The second plane is where they are. That's a full, heavy devil area, I'll say. But on the higher frequencies or the higher levels of the second plane, you're coming into the first third plane of the first heaven realm, where you can be rescued, where people maybe have a car accident, they're not a believer of anything, and they got killed in it. And they can end up on that level confused for a little while, but then they're shown. There's hospital realms and everything.
Well, you know, but we also believe that people that are on the second realm, which is, you know, the kind of the hellish realm or the, you know,
on the lower frequency,
where 40% of people that die get stuck on that realm because they don't know there's anything else. They don't have any faith. They don't have any belief systems. So we asked that question once. I said, how many people that die get stuck in the second level? And for a while, and he got the number, I believe, 40%.
Yeah, a lot of people, non-belief systems, unbelievers, fear.
So what
fear,
happens when you have a reset, a global reset, like a, you know, cataclysm, that actually shakes free a lot of stuck souls so that they can get back to their oversouls and reformat again to come back in.
Or their higher self, higher selves, you know, they'll come in.
I mean, there's all kinds of things.
There's rescues. That's how it works.
That people just aren't aware of.
Yeah, and that's why you see the history.
We need to start wrapping up. We have a little bit more than 3 minutes left. Can you share your contact information with
Mark?
Okay. All right. You can get us on intergalacticmission.com, etuniversalzone.com, Mark Brinkerhoff, MarkBrinkerhoff.com. That's an art site. And
all those,
the email.
Facebook.
Email. Yeah.
And all those sites have Mark's email, which is Mark, MarkBrinkerhoff at yahoo.com.
Right. That's the email.
So that's the one if you want to get in touch with Mark for like a consultation, a, you know, oversoul consultation and things of that nature. And he's also, we have a YouTube channel, you know, Mark Brinkerhoff, and Facebook. And also Instagram, but we don't put too many things on Instagram.
No, but we are there sometimes.
I'm sorry, we have a lot more to talk about, but this is fine. This is fine. Hope this helped.
Hope it helps everybody just for listening in. Okay, so basically, that's. Are we doing anything? Anything coming up?
Not that. Well, I don't know. Not that I know.
Okay.
Unless Hercules has something scheduled for you.
I have a lot coming up. I have some discussion forums. What's been coming out in the conversations, and it came out tonight, was areas that other members of our company might not agree with your interpretation. And again, it's happened on all the shows. So I want
That's
to really
fine.
Like examine some of those interpretations so that everybody has a chance to, you know, to verbalize what their thoughts are on it. And these are obstacles to our communication. So I really want to address them before we proceed with our bigger plans. But there are bigger plans. There's an MNN show coming very soon, which will include everybody who's in the current conversation on extraterrestrial themes.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll
okay,
be there.
Right. Well, I'll
thank you, guys. Thank you, Hercules.
You guys are very generous in sharing, and I greatly appreciate it. And I look forward to our next conversation, be it on or off the air.
Okay, great.
Thank you. The same here.
Sending love to everybody.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Have a nice weekend.
Good night, everybody, and thanks to our wonderful audience for tuning in.
Thank you.